brought to you by Penguin. Talking to Strangers, written and read by Malcolm Gladwell.
Talking to Strangers, what we should know about the people we don't know. For Graham Gladwell, 1934 to 2017. What you are about to hear is a different kind of audiobook. This is a book about strangers and what it means to understand them. And so I thought it did not make sense to follow the standard practice of just reading my words into a microphone. Instead, whenever possible, when I quote someone, I'll let you hear their words in their voice. When I talk about something that happened in the news, whenever possible, I'll let you hear directly what happened. Think of this as an audiobook with the polish of a well-produced podcast, like my own revisionist history, to name just one example. Talking to Strangers also has a theme song. Janelle Monáe's Hell You Tom Bout. I was almost finished with my book when I first heard that song, and I thought, I cannot publish Talking to Strangers without it. And so it appears throughout, and I think it sets the tone and theme perfectly, as you will hear. Thank you to Janelle Monáe and her team for lending their music to my words. Introduction. Step out of the car. In July 2015, a young African-American woman named Sandra Bland drove from her hometown of Chicago to a little town an hour west of Houston. She was interviewing for a job at Prairie View A&M University, a school she'd graduated from a few years before. She was tall and striking, with a personality to match. She belonged to the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority in college and played in the marching band. She volunteered with the seniors group. She regularly posted short, inspirational videos on YouTube under the handle Sandy Speaks. They often began, "Good morning, my beautiful kings and queens."
Good afternoon, my kings and queens. I am up today just praising God, thanking His name. Definitely thanking Him. Not just because it's my birthday, but thanking Him for growth, thanking Him for the different things that He has done in my life over this past year. But just looking back at the 28 years that I've been on this earth and all that He has shown me, even though I've made some mistakes, I have definitely messed up. He still loved me. And I want to let my kings and queens know out there that He still loves you too.
Bland got the job at Prairie View. She was elated. Her plan was to get a master's degree in political science on the side. On the afternoon of July 10th, she left the university to get groceries. As she made a right turn onto the highway that rings the Prairie View campus, she was pulled over by a state trooper. His name was Brian Insinia. He was a white man wearing the trooper's wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses. He was courteous, at least at first. He told her that she had failed to signal a lane change. He asked her questions. She answered them. Then Bland lit a cigarette, and Insinia asked her to put it out. Their subsequent interaction was recorded by the video camera on Insinia's dashboard and has been viewed, in one form or another, several million times on YouTube.
I'm in my car, but I have to put out my cigarette.
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself.
Step out or I will remove you.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order.
Bland says she will call her lawyer. Insinia reaches into the car and says to her, "I'll yank you out of here." Bland tells him not to touch her and says,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?